Welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most satisfying topics in the whole specification, momentum. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, from the basic equation right through to crumple zones and conservation laws. Grab a pen, because there will be a quick-fire quiz at the end. Let's go. So, what actually is momentum? Here's the simplest way to think about it. Momentum is the oomph of a moving object. It captures both how heavy something is and how fast it's going. A slow-moving lorry and a fast-moving tennis ball can have the same momentum, even though they feel completely different. That's the beauty of this quantity. The equation is P equals M times V. That's momentum equals mass times velocity. Let's break down each part. P is momentum, measured in kilogram meters per second. You can write that as kgm per excess, or equivalently as Newton seconds, ns. Both are accepted by OCR. M is mass in kilograms, always kilograms, never grams. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, so I'll say it again. Mass must be in kilograms. V is velocity in meters per second, and here's the critical thing. Velocity is a vector. That means it has both a magnitude and a direction. Now, why does direction matter so much? Because momentum is also a vector. If an object moves to the right, we call that the positive direction. If it moves to the left, it's negative. When you have two objects moving towards each other, or a gun firing a bullet in one direction while recoiling in the other, you absolutely must assign positive and negative signs correctly. Failing to do this is the single biggest source of lost marks in momentum questions. Let me give you a quick example. A ball of mass, 0.5 kilograms, moves to the right at 6 meters per second. Its momentum is 0.5 times 6, which equals 3 kilogram meters per second in the positive direction. Simple. Now, if that same ball bounced back to the left at 4 meters per second, its new momentum would be 0.5 times negative 4, which is negative 2 kilogram meters per second. The negative sign tells us it's now moving in the opposite direction. Right, let's move on to the conservation of momentum. This is a higher tier concept, but it's absolutely worth understanding even if you're sitting foundation because it comes up in context questions. The law states, in a closed system, the total momentum before a collision equals the total momentum after a collision. A closed system just means no external forces are acting, so we're ignoring friction and air resistance for these calculations. Here's the classic setup. Two trolleys on a frictionless track. Trolley A has a mass of 2 kilograms and moves at 3 meters per second to the right. Trolley B has a mass of 1 kilogram and is stationary. They collide and stick together. What's their combined velocity after the collision? Step 1. Calculate total momentum before. Trolley A has momentum of 2 times 3, which is 6 kilogram meters per second. Trolley B has momentum of 1 times 0, which is 0. Total before equals 6 kilogram meters per second. Step 2. Apply conservation. Total momentum after must also equal 6 kilogram meters per second. Step 3. Calculate the unknown velocity. After the collision, the combined mass is 2 plus 1, which is 3 kilograms. So 6 equals 3 times V. Dividing both sides by 3 gives V equals 2 meters per second to the right. Always show you're working like this in the exam. OCR mark schemes award marks for each step, so even if you make an arithmetic error at the end, you can still pick up method marks. Now let's talk about explosions and recoil. These are essentially the reverse of a collision. Imagine a gun firing a bullet, or a rocket expelling exhaust gases. Before the event, everything is stationary, so the total momentum is zero. After the event, the two objects move in opposite directions. Because momentum is conserved, the momentum of one object must be equal and opposite to the momentum of the other. So if a bullet of mass 0.01 kilograms fires at 400 meters per second to the right, its momentum is 4 kilogram meters per second. The gun must therefore recoil with a momentum of negative 4 kilogram meters per second, that is, 4 kilogram meters per second to the left. If the gun has a mass of 2 kilograms, its recoil velocity is 4 divided by 2, which is 2 meters per second to the left. Now for higher tier candidates, there's one more equation you need to know. Force equals the change in momentum divided by the change in time. Written mathematically, F equals delta P divided by delta T. This is Newton's second law, expressed in terms of momentum, and it's the key to explaining how safety features work. Think about a car crash. The car goes from, say, 30 meters per second to zero. The change in momentum, delta P, is fixed, You can't change it. It depends on the mass and initial speed of the car. What you can change is the time over which that change happens. If you increase the time, delta t gets bigger. And since force equals delta p divided by delta t, a bigger denominator means a smaller force. That's exactly what seatbelts, crumple zones, and airbags do. They increase the time of the collision, which reduces the force on the occupants. This is a three-mark chain of logic that OCR examiners love to test. You must say, the safety feature increases the time taken for the change in momentum to occur. Therefore, the rate of change of momentum is reduced. Therefore, the force experienced by the passenger is reduced. Three steps, three marks. Do not say the momentum is reduced. That's wrong. The momentum changes by the same amount either way. It's the rate of change and therefore the force that is reduced. Now let's talk exam technique. There are some really specific things you can do to maximize your marks on momentum questions. First, for any collision or recoil question, draw a quick diagram before you start calculating. Label the positive direction with an arrow, write the mass and velocity of each object before the event, and leave a space for after. This takes about 20 seconds and prevents the most common error in the whole topic, getting the signs wrong. Second, always check your units before substituting into any equation. Mass must be in kilograms. If the question gives you mass in grams, divide by 1,000 first. Velocity must be in meters per second. A question might give you speed in kilometers per hour. Divide by 3.6 to convert. Getting the unit conversion wrong will cost you the final answer mark, even if your method is perfect. Third, for calculation questions, always write the equation first, then substitute, then solve. OCR mark schemes typically award one mark for the correct equation or correct substitution, one mark for correct rearrangement, and one mark for the correct final answer with units. If you just write the answer with no working, you risk getting zero even if the number is right. Fourth, watch out for the command word. State means give a brief factual answer, one line. Describe means say what happens using correct physics terminology. Explain means you must give a reason. Use the word because or therefore to link cause and effect. Calculate means show all your working and include units in your final answer. Evaluate means consider evidence on both sides and reach a conclusion. Now, here are the top five common mistakes I see candidates make on momentum questions. Number one, forgetting that velocity is a vector. Always assign positive and negative signs when objects move in opposite directions. Number two, using grams instead of kilograms. Always convert to kilograms before calculating. Number three, in safety feature explanations, saying the momentum is reduced. Wrong. The momentum change is the same. It's the force that is reduced because the time is increased. Number four, not showing working in calculation questions. Even if you get the wrong answer, clear working earns method marks. Number five, forgetting units. Momentum is measured in kilogram meters per second or Newton seconds. Always write your units. Right, quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the equation for momentum? Pause. The answer is P equals M times V. Momentum equals mass times velocity. Question two, what are the units of momentum? Pause. Kilogram meters per second or Newton seconds. Both are accepted. Question three, state the law of conservation of momentum. Pause. In a closed system, the total momentum before a collision equals the total momentum after a collision. Question four, a 4 kilogram object moves at 5 meters per second. What is its momentum? Pause. 4 times 5 equals 20 kilogram meters per second. Question five, why does a seatbelt reduce the force on a passenger in a crash? Pause. The seatbelt increases the time over which the momentum changes, so the rate of change of momentum, and therefore the force, is reduced. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points for momentum P2.4. 1. Momentum equals mass times velocity. P equals M times V. Units are kilogram meters per second or Newton seconds. 2. Momentum is a vector quantity. Direction matters. Use positive and negative signs for opposite directions. 3. In a closed system, total momentum is conserved. total momentum before equals total momentum after. 4, for higher tier, force equals the change in momentum divided by the change in time. F equals delta P over delta T. 5, safety features like seatbelts, crumple zones, and airbags increase the time of a collision, which reduces the force, not the momentum. 6, always convert mass to kilograms and show all working in calculation questions. 7, the chain of logic for safety questions is increased time, reduced rate of change of momentum, reduced force. 3 steps, 3 marks. That's it for today's episode on momentum. You've covered the equation, vector nature, conservation, Newton's second law in terms of momentum, and exam technique. Go and try some past paper questions to consolidate this. And remember, the more you practice writing out that 3-step safety explanation, the more automatic it becomes in the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.